We're doing in Yaakov. We're on page Samach in the Gemara Brachos, which is page 192 or page Tzadi Vav Amud Beis in the standard in Yaakov. Sanichnas lishan on mitato. A person comes in, he's going to sleep. The Gemara tells us, Omer Mishmaya Yisrael Vad Vayem Shamoa. So he says the first parasha of Shema, we're talking about someone who fulfilled his obligations of reading Shema tonight. He already read Shema and Shul with all the parashios. Now he's ready to go to sleep. So Chazal said, read one parasha so that you end your day with Torah, so that you declare Hashem's unity before you go to bed. There's a Kabbalistic reason why we say it. And also because Shema is a protector. You're going to sleep, you say Shema before you go to sleep. V'omer. And then you say, Baruch, the following blessing. Hamapil chevlei sheina aleinai utnuma alafapai. Blessed is he who puts down sleep on my eyes and sleepiness on my eyelids. Umeir li ishon batayin, and he enlightens the pupil. Ishon batayin. Ishon is the dark part of the eye. The reason it's called ishon is because if you look into someone else's pupil, you see a miniature you. You're an ish. A miniature you is ishon. So the pupil is called an ishon, a little ish, because you see a little person. Yiratzon mifanecha. This is all part of the blessing. May it be the will before you, Hashem Elokai, shetashkiveni deshalom, that you should let me sleep in peace. V'ten chalki b'toratcha, my portion should be in your Torah. V'targileni lidei mitzvot, and keep me in the habit of doing mitzvot. Bring me to the handles of mitzvot. V'al targileni lidei avera, and don't bring me to the handle of sin. Don't even bring me close to sin. V'al tevieni lidechet l'oldei avon v'l'oldei nseyon l'oldei v'zayon. And don't bring me to the hands of mistaken sin, purposeful sin, to the hands of a test, to the hands of shame. V'yishlot b'yetzer tov, and let my good desire take hold of me. V'al yishlot b'yetzer hara, and don't let my bad desire take hold of me. V'tatzineni mipeg hara, and save me from a bad encounter. U'mechalayim ra'im, and from bad illnesses. V'al yivaluni chalomot ra'im v'irurim ra'im, and don't let me be scared by bad dreams or bad thoughts. Let my bed be whole before you. That my bed be whole before you is a reference to my seed, my children. We're talking about a person who might be married, so he might be procreating tonight. So then he's part of the prayer is, let my bed be whole, so that my children, my bed is a reference to my children, my continuation, should be whole before you. Ve'erinai, and enlighten my eyes in the morning, penishan amavet, lest I sleep to death. Baruch ata Hashem, amir leolam kulo bichvodo. Blessed are you, Hashem, who gives light to the whole world in His honor. So this is the famous blessing of Hamapil. This is a blessing. There are different versions of how you say it, but every person, when he goes to sleep at night, is supposed to say this blessing. This should be the conclusion of his day. Yes?
He said, after when you're married, you don't say Shema before.
Yeah, technically it should be said, it should be the last thing of the day, but still, we still pray. The bed is the right place to pray over having good children.
Are you allowed to talk after Shema?
After Hamapil, you're not supposed to talk. It should be Hamapil into sleep.
This is after 12 o'clock at night.
Who says so? The beginning of the speak after the Shema.
I didn't say Shema, I said Hamapil.
Ah.
After this blessing. You're making a blessing, which is supposed to be the blessing that leads into sleep.
Okay.
What were you saying?
I thought it was but after 12 o'clock at night. Then you can't talk. If you say Amapil after 12, or you don't even say it.
Whenever you say Amapil, you say Amapil and go to sleep.
But you're allowed to talk after 12 o'clock at night, no?
You could talk whenever you want, but once you say Amapil, this is a blessing, so to speak, on the sleep. So you should say the blessing and fall asleep like that. You turn the button and go to sleep. So being that it doesn't exactly work that way, so sometimes people review Torah in their head, they review Mishnais in their head. If you don't know Mishnais, you could review the Shema in your head. Okay. You don't want to count sheep, but say that.
I was writing down to say Matil after, so...
I don't know. Don't know about it. Unfortunately, I wish I did. I don't know. Okay, so you ended your day with a blessing. You begin your day with a blessing. Kimita, when a person awakens... Omer, he says the following blessing. Elokai, my God, neshama shenatata bi tehora, the soul you placed in me is pure. Ata yitzarta, you fashioned it be within me. Ata nefachta bi, you blew it into me. We view it as though, just like Adam had his soul blown into him by God, so too every one of us treats it as though, look, God blew my soul back into me this morning. Natam sham rabbi kirbi, and you're the one that keeps it within me. Matatid li tila mimeni, and as I awaken and I'm about to face my day, I thank you for giving me life. I recognize ultimately you're going to take that soul from me. Velachzirabi latid lavon, I know ultimately you'll also give it back to me. There will be a time when I'm coming back. So long as I have this soul within me, so long as I'm alive, I give thanks before you, Hashem Elokai v'Elokai Avotai, Hashem my God and the God of my fathers, Ribon Kol Olamim, Master of all the worlds, Adon Kol HaNeshamot, Master of all the souls. Baruch Ata Hashem, Amachzir Neshamot Lefgarim Mitim. Blessed are you, Hashem, who gives back the souls to the dead corpses. Meaning all night we were like a dead corpse. Comes the morning, Hashem gives us back life. So this is the blessing. We, on the one hand, we thank Hashem for giving us this pure soul, and we recognize that it's a limited gift. At some point, there will be a morning when the body remains without a soul.
We'll wake up dead.
Right. Okay. So we don't want to end on that note. Kishama kol tanegola. When you hear the rooster crow, leima baruch shantana sechvi bina lafchin ben yom melayla. We say thank you, Hashem, for giving that intellect to the rooster, the sechvi, to discern between day and night, because that was their alarm clock back then. And you see, they were also capable of sleeping through the day if they didn't have an alarm clock. So we thank Hashem for giving that intellect to the rooster.